Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. And in particular, I want to thank Stephen, Darice, and Christine so much for sending along a one-time donation at support.greatdetectives.net. You can also use the Zelle app and go to box13@greatdetectives.net. Or you can go by mail to Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho, 83715. And I want to thank Matthew so much for sending along a donation that way. And you can also become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters at patreon.greatdetectives.net for as little as $2 per month. Well, now we're going to go ahead and get into today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, March the 31st, 1948. And this one is Tom Walton Escapes to Kill Blackie.
Nice country this train goes through, eh, Walton?
Maybe you think so, but the train ain't taking you where it's taking me, copper.
I expect to go all the way with you.
All the way?
Yep.
Don't I wish it. And you first.
Well, almost all the way. Yes, it's a beautiful country.
Yeah, with a beautiful electric chair waiting for me at the end of the line.
Well, Walton, that's something you should have thought about. What's the matter with this train?
It's like we hit something.
Stop it. You're not getting out of this drawing room to see why.
Grab him, Walton. What? I'll finish the job.
I got him.
What is...
Nice work, Pete. Slug him, quick. Get the keys off him and get me out of this slave bracelet.
Where'll I find
him? I hope you picked a good place to stop this train.
Sure I did. There's a thick woods alongside the track.
Yeah.
Bill's waiting on the highway with a car.
Good.
I forgot those keys.
Okay, get me out of these cuffs so I can get going.
Where to?
To the guy who wanted to send me to the chair. That rover boy named Boston Blackie.
Now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Come here, baby.
No.
Why not? Who buys your furs? Who buys your jewels? Who got you that nice new car?
Oh, you did, Henry, darling.
Come on, Sal. Give us a kiss, huh?
No, uh-uh.
I paid for it, didn't I? In advance?
Just the first couple of installments, darling.
Who is it?
Me, Joe.
Okay, come in.
Hey, Mr. Lewis, did you hear the news?
What news?
Tom Walton. Oh, hi, Sal.
Hello, Joe. What's all the excitement about?
Tom Walton. He got away from the cop taking him up the river.
Got away?
Yeah, and he's heading back to town, too, from what I hear.
So what's there to get excited about, Joe? Walton doesn't have anything against us.
No. He's got plenty against Boston Blackie.
And so have you, honey.
Yeah, that's just the trouble. I shot my mouth off in public about killing Blackie.
That's just what Walton's coming back to town to do.
Yeah.
What do we do, Mr. Lewis?
We can't let Walton get him. Look like I did it.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah?
You and I are going over to Blackie's.
Okay. Why?
Because I gotta protect the guy I hate more than anybody else in the world.
Hello.
Hello, Blackie.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Blackie, did you hear the news?
About Tom Walton? Yeah.
Well, Blackie, the police can't find him. They know he's on his way back to the city, but they haven't found a trace of him.
So what?
Well, so don't you think you better do something?
No.
He threatened to get even with you for your part in convicting him.
I know. I just hope he'll try.
Oh, Blackie.
But things have been so dull lately.
Blackie, Walton knows his way around. He said he'd escape and he did it.
So what? I'm not worried about him. If I'm going to start getting gray hairs, it'll be over Henry Lewis. He's the guy I've got to keep away from. You see, he would...
Blackie, what's happened there? What's the matter?
Hang up that receiver, Joe.
Blackie?
Sure, Mr. Lewis.
Blackie!
Well, Joe, if you didn't bust Blackie's skull with that gun butt, we're okay.
Are we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens now?
Now we hide Blackie until the cops grab Walton. Then it'll be okay for me to get sore at Blackie again.
Police Department Homicide, Sergeant Matthews.
What?
You've seen Walton, have you? Okay, where? 110 Wellington Street, huh? This is the fifth tip we've had that somebody's seen him. I hope that five's his number. Thanks.
Faraday speaking.
Matthews, Inspector. Walton's been seen again, this time at 110 Wellington Street.
Okay, okay. Only as Blackie would say, let's hope Wellington Street is Walton's Waterloo.
Looks like another false alarm, Sergeant Matthews. The cops are all standing around doing nothing.
Well, at least they got here after the alarm I had broadcast.
Hey,
officer, any luck?
No.
Anybody see Walton?
That's what I thought, another phony tip. Come on, Matthews, let's get back to headquarters. Come in.
Inspector Faraday,
I... Get out of my office, Miss Wesley, I'm busy.
But, Inspector, this is important. I've tried to reach you ever
I've been out looking for Tom Walton. You tried to reach me ever since what?
Ever since I was talking on the phone to Blackie. When all of a sudden something happened to him.
Yeah?
I heard other voices and then somebody hung up on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Inspector Tom Walton threatened to get Blackie and he did.
So it seems. So Walton grabbed Blackie, huh?
Yeah.
That Walton didn't know how well off he was with just the whole police force looking for him. He'll find out if he tries to handle Blackie.
Feeling better, Blackie?
Oh. I'll let you know as soon as I get my head back.
Okay.
Right now, it's floating on the ceiling. Who are you?
Just a fella. Fella works for Henry Lewis.
Lewis sent you to crack my skull and bring me here.
Yep.
Wherever here is.
Sure, he wanted to grab you and keep you away somewhere so Walton couldn't get you. Hitting you on the head, though, was my own idea.
It was?
Yep.
What'd you use, a steam shovel?
Nope. My gun. The back of my gun.
I think I like it better than the front of it. Must you point it at me?
Sure. Because you're slippery. You're liable to get away. Mr. Lewis told me that.
Why didn't you tie me up when you knocked me out?
You can get out of any kind of ropes. Mr. Lewis told me that.
Did Mr. Lewis tell you I don't like guys who bang me on the head?
You should like me. I was doing you a favor.
Mr. Lewis told you that.
How did you know?
I don't know. Just a passing thought. What's your name?
Joe.
You know, of course, I'm getting out of here, Joe. Right now.
I don't think so, Blackie. I ain't supposed to let you. That's why I'm holding this gun.
It's because you're holding that gun that I'm now holding my head. Give me some water, will you?
Oh, no, Blackie, you get it. I gotta watch you every second.
Well, come on, then.
You bet I will. Mr. Lewis said for me to stay right in back of you, no matter what you did.
You'd be awfully uncomfortable if I decided to lean against the wall.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Want a drink of this morning?
Later. Right now, I gotta keep my eye on you.
No, here, have a drink. Have the whole glass full.
Hey!
I'm all wet.
You're not kidding. I'll take that.
Hey, come on, give it to me.
Oh, that gun. Sorry, I've got it. And here's your receipt. When you come to, Joe, call Mr. Lewis. Tell him what happened. See what Mr. Lewis says about that.
Hello? I want to speak to Mary Wesley.
Speaking.
Miss Wesley, Boston Blackie's girlfriend?
Yeah, do you know anything?
Look, I'll do the talking.
You know something about Blackie?
I said I do the talking.
Who is this?
Nobody important. Just call me Sal. But Blackie's important, isn't he? At least to you.
What do you want?
You're the one who wants something. Blackie, maybe?
Yes, where is he?
Oh, that'd be telling. Not that I mind telling, but I don't want to do it for nothing.
You know where he is?
I sure do.
Where? Tell me, what's happened to him? Is he all right?
So far, so good. But I'm going just so far without being paid.
Oh? How much do you want?
$10,000 will do.
$10,000?
Now, don't give me that old gag about not having it.
But I don't, and I don't know where I can get it.
Well, you better get it. Well, next time I call, I want to see you with $10,000 in your hand, or you'll see your friend Blackie with a hole in his head.
This is the back of Blackie's building, Walton, but this is as far as I'm taking you.
That's okay, Bill. I'll go the rest of the way myself.
How are you going to get in Blackie's apartment?
I don't know yet. I'll figure out it. Hey, look.
Yeah?
They're washing the windows in this building today. That gives me an idea.
It is one of the window cleaners standing by the basement door there right now with his tail and stuff.
Yeah, I'm in luck, Bill. I'll knock that guy out, tie him up, gag him, and dump him somewhere, then go to Blackie's apartment and wait for him. See you later, Bill.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks. Now beat it. Hey, buddy, you got a match?
Sure, mister. Got a whole box over in the pocket somewhere. I'll find it.
Yeah, there's no hurry about it. Hey, look.
Huh? Tell what?
At this! Pleasant dreams, buddy. Now I'll take those overalls and that pail of yours up to Blackie's apartment and see to it that he kicks the bucket.
Hello.
Hello, Mary, this is Blackie.
Blackie, where are you? What happened?
I'll tell you all about it when I see you. I just phoned to say I'm all right.
Well, thank goodness. I thought Tom Walton found you and you were dead.
Walton? He was near me.
Oh.
It was Lewis and one of his men who grabbed me.
Lewis?
But I got away from him.
Oh, Blackie, you better go to the police.
And have Faraday laugh at me?
Oh.
Nothing doing. Handle this my own way.
Mm-hmm. And what way is that?
Well, Lewis and one of his boys grabbed me in my apartment, so they won't try it there again.
Mm.
I'm out in the country, so it'll take a while, but that's where I'm going, to my apartment, where I'll be nice and safe.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Killer Tom Walton escapes from the police officer, taking him to prison, and returns to the city to kill Boston Blackie. Gangster Henry Lewis, who has publicly threatened Blackie with death, knows that he has to protect Blackie from Walton or be accused of murder himself. But Blackie escapes from Lewis's protective custody and is on his way back to his own apartment, unaware that Walton, disguised as a window cleaner, has gone there. As we return to our story, Lewis and his girlfriend are in Lewis's apartment.
Come here, baby.
Oh, I'm happy where I am, Henry, darling.
Oh, baby, that's no way to treat the guy who makes you look so good.
I was born looking good. He just gave me the accessories to match.
Well, come here and let's see. Who could that be?
I don't know, but remind me to thank whoever it is.
Hello, Mr. Lewis.
Joe, what are you doing here?
I'll tell you, Mr. Lewis, I had tough luck.
You didn't kill Blackie, did you?
He almost killed me.
What?
He got away, Mr. Lewis. He grabbed my gun and got away.
Oh, you dope!
You dumb ape. I told you what would happen if you didn't hold Blackie.
Well, I did my best, Mr. Lewis, but he... See, idea clipping me.
I've only just started.
Why don't you both stop?
Stop. I'll show him what happened when he doesn't do as he told.
Lewis, I'm telling you, don't clip me no more.
No, okay. Call this anything you like.
Boy, you...
Thanks, Sal. Thanks for breaking that vase over this mug's head.
Wasn't anything, sweetie. You were losing the fight. You shouldn't hire men you can't lick, Henry.
Oh, no?
Besides, a new dress would paint me much better than anything you can say.
Don't bother me about a new dress. I've got to locate Blackie.
If the dress were nice enough, maybe I could do it for you.
You?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's an idea. Only remember, baby, You're going after him for me.
Are you Boston Blackie?
Huh?
You're Boston Blackie, aren't you?
Uh-huh. And you're beautiful.
We'll talk about that later. I'm Sally Brumwell, and right now I need your help.
Well, help must be the only thing you need, because you certainly have everything else.
Thanks. Will you help me?
Sure. But first I have to go up to my apartment here and change. Come along with me, will you? After I get washed up, I'll try to clean up whatever trouble you're in. Here we are. Now, when we get inside, you just sit down, Miss Bromwell, and read a magazine.
Uh-huh.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, well, you won't slip out the back way, will you, Blackie?
With you here? Mm-hmm. I got hit on the head, Miss Bromwell, but not that hard. After you?
Thank you. Are we alone?
Yes.
That's what you think.
What?
Faraday, what are you doing here?
Miss Wesley phoned me, says you're on your way up here and might need help.
You still haven't answered my question. Oh, excuse me, Miss Bromwell, Inspector Faraday.
Nice to know you.
How are you?
Well, what happened to you, Blackie?
It's a long and stupid story, Faraday, but...
But what?
What's that window cleaner's pail doing over there?
It's probably waiting for the window cleaner to come back and use it.
The windows in this apartment were washed just yesterday, Inspector.
So maybe somebody gave him a dirty look.
Perhaps I ought to come back some other time.
No, please, Miss Bromwell. Stay right where you are. The inspector won't make any more bad jokes, will you, Inspector?
You make enough for both of us.
You
suppose there is a pail in your apartment. What do you want, a shovel and a pile of sand so you can play?
Faraday, listen, if Tom Walton got into this apartment, he'd come in disguised. Maybe as a cleaning man.
You think he's here now?
No, you probably scared him off when you came in.
Your phone's ringing, stupid.
How can a phone ring smart?
Your telephone, Tob.
I know it's my telephone. I've seen it before. Wait a minute. Hello.
Hello, Blackie.
Oh, Mary, I'll call you back. I'm busy.
Okay.
Well, Faraday, goodbye.
I'm not going anywhere.
Perhaps in your profession you're not.
What?
But I have a date with Miss Bromwell here, yeah. And to be subtle about it, you are in the way.
What's Miss Wesley's phone number?
Who?
Okay, Blackie, have it your way. Only when Miss Wesley hears about this, I think you'd be better off if Tom Walton got you.
Any after effects of that smack you got in your head, Joe?
No, Mr. Lewis. I'm sorry we had that battle. I like working for you.
That's all right, Joe. We have a job to do now that'll make everything all right. If Sal takes care of her part of the deal.
She'll be able to get Blackie out here, you think?
Well, I don't know why not. We're safer out here than at my place. But look, turning off the highway. It's our car. Look out the window.
And Blackie's with her.
Good. Get ready. When he opens the door, slug him as hard as you want this time. Get back at the door, quick.
Okay.
He'll be coming through this door in a minute. They're just outside the door.
Here. What I want to show you is in the living room, Blackie, to the left of the door.
All right.
Now, Joe. Oh,
good.
That got him.
Yeah. Close the door, huh, Sal?
Sure. Well, Henry, aren't you going to thank me?
I'll thank you, baby, the usual way.
That'll be a fur cape in addition to the new dress.
Good enough. Thanks to you and Joe, Blackie isn't going to get away from me now.
Yeah.
Joe. You know what to do now, don't you?
Sure.
Mind if I know what he does
what?
Now,
Lewis?
Stay right there, all of you.
Get out of here.
Matthews, take over.
Yes, Inspector Faraday. Keep your hands up, all of you, and don't take them down till you're told.
And when they come down, you're going down to headquarters. Then we'll get Tom Walton.
Bill?
Never mind the higher bill stuff. Did you get the job done, Walt?
Nah, his pal Faraday came up to the apartment. I had to beat it.
Oh, great. This'll go on forever.
No, it won't. I'll get Blackie yet.
Not the way you're going. Look, I'm not going to put you up forever. You're too hot.
I've been expecting this.
You can't blame me, Walton. The cops are looking everywhere for you. I don't want you around when you get grabbed.
You thinking of kicking me out of here?
Well, no, Walton.
Just be sure you don't think about it. Look, I'll get Blackie this time and then beat it out of town.
That's what you said before.
I know, but this time I got a plan. You see, I just remembered something.
Yeah? What?
Blackie's got a girl.
Well, Blackie, next time you leave this apartment of yours with a stranger, let me know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing I was smart enough to follow you.
Smart enough? I knew you were in back of us. That's why I had the gal drive slowly. I suspected the trick, but I didn't know it was Lewis. I thought it was Walton.
All right, you wanted me to follow you. But we didn't catch Walton.
That makes everything even. He didn't catch me either. That's my phone, the one you pointed out to me, remember?
Well, answer it before I really answer you.
Hello.
Hello, Blackie, this is Mary.
Oh, yes, Mary.
Blackie, I want you to come up to my apartment right away.
All right. Alone?
Yes.
I get it. Put Walton on.
Huh?
I said put Walton on the phone.
Oh, yeah, just a minute.
Hello, Blackie. Think you're smart, don't you?
Smart enough to guess you were up there.
Now, let me tell you what that guess did. It killed your girlfriend. If I can't get you, I'll get her.
No, wait a minute. She's not the one you want. I am. I'll make a deal with you.
I'd like it a lot more if you'd make a target for me.
That's just what I will do. But you've got to let Mary alone. Listen, Walton.
Keep talking to him. I'll send
him. Quiet, Faraday.
So Faraday's there.
Well.
Okay, Blackie, that does it. I'm getting you by remote control. Your girlfriend goes.
Now, wait, Walton. It's really me you want, and I'll set it up so you will get me. If you leave Miss Wesley alone.
How do you do that?
She knows the location of a shack that I have in the country. Nobody else knows it, not even Faraday. And I guarantee to lose him. Come on up there with her. And if I set myself up so you can get me, will you let her go?
What about cops?
That shack of mine is out in the open. There's no place for any cop to hide. There won't be any policemen, I promise.
So long, Blackie. I'll think it over.
Where is that shack of yours, Blackie? Where is it? I'll have the whole place loaded with cops.
No, you won't, Faraday, because I'm going up there alone, and you won't follow me up there.
Why not?
I made a bargain, and I'm going to keep it if it's the last thing I do, which it might very possibly be.
Well, I drove around his shack for 15 minutes, Walton. Nobody in sight.
So, Blackie's keeping his word, huh?
Yeah.
Good. You got an honest boyfriend, kid.
I wish you were here in the car. He'd take care of both of you, believe me.
That's enough out of you.
Leave me alone.
Bill, stop the car by this tree.
Yeah.
There isn't a thing between me and that shack of Blackie's except open space.
Yeah.
Even if the joint in there was loaded with cops, it wouldn't help them any. Yeah. Maybe they'd get me, but they'd never take a chance with your gun in this gal's back.
Yeah, wow.
Watch me. Don't take your gun off the gal and don't let me out of your sight.
Don't worry. Be careful, Walton.
Nothing to worry about. Not a thing.
What happens to me after Walton gets back from the shack?
You get killed too, dearie. Matter, too young to die? There's Walton at the door with his gun in his hand. Go ahead, look. Maybe you'll get a kick out of seeing your boyfriend get it.
Okay, Bill.
Oh! You're right. When Walton grabbed that door, it set off an explosion. I'm going to take care of you and then beat it out of here.
That's what you think.
Okay, Blackie, you pick Walton, but you're going to pick me.
Oh, attaboy, Blackie.
I'll take care of him. He'll be asleep for a while. Come on, Mary, get out of the car. There we are.
Okay, getting up. But Blackie, what happened?
I got here before you did. Wired the door to an explosive and waited to see what happened behind this tree. The explosion distracted Walton's friend, who had the gun on you. You know the rest.
Blackie, you're wonderful.
Yes, I know. But I'll tell you something.
Hmm?
Walton had a pretty good plan for rolling me out.
Oh.
Coming to this shack knowing I wouldn't do anything about it because of what might happen to you.
Well, if it was such a wonderful plan, Blackie, then what happened to it?
You saw it, didn't you?
Well.
It just blew up in his face.
Blackie, I hope the police are going to make sure that Mr. Walton doesn't get away from them again.
He's on his way to prison with a four-man guard this time. They'll get him there, Mary.
Well, I hope so, because he almost got us out at your shack.
Almost isn't quite good enough.
Well, it's good enough for me. I'm surprised, though, that he agreed to come out there in the first place. He might have known it would be a trap.
He was sure it wouldn't be, Mary, as long as he had you with him.
Hmm.
And he looked around plenty before he drove up to the shack, didn't he?
Oh, yes, for quite a while.
I was sure he'd look around for a long time. I knew I'd have time to rig up something to trap him, but I think Walton would have come after me, trap or no trap.
Anything to get revenge, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Walton knew he was going to the chair, and it didn't matter to him whether it was for one murder or two.
Or three. He was going to kill me, too. Do me a favor, will you, Blackie? Next time an escape murderer comes after you, leave town.
I've got a better idea than that, Mary. Next time somebody threatens to kill me, you leave town.
Good evening, Miss Anderson.
Good evening, Joe. Table for two?
The best in Joe King's fraternity house, Miss Anderson, for the prettiest model in the city.
That's what you tell every model who comes in here, Joe, and don't deny it.
I won't. Every model in the city comes in here, and each one of them is the prettiest. You're meeting the usual, unusual young man tonight?
No, I'm having dinner with Clyde Winston, the photographer.
Oh.
We'd like a rather quiet table to talk business.
Well, I'll give you the quietest table in the place. Right this way, Miss Anderson.
Thanks. I was at Mr. Winston's studio this afternoon. He wants to talk about giving me a contract. I've been trying for a contract with him for a long time.
So has every other model.
Don't I know?
Well, how about this table?
Oh, this one will be perfect, Joe, thanks. I'll wait for Mr. Winston before I order.
Oh, of course. Uh-oh. Maybe you'd like to switch to a table for three.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, here comes your regular young man. And he looks as if he's looking for you. But when isn't he? Shall I...
Never mind. He's already seen me. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ellen. Good evening, Joe.
Hi. Well, I'll be seeing you two.
Thank you, Joe. Bill, what are you doing here? I told you this morning I was meeting Clyde Winston this afternoon and made a date with him to have dinner.
You met him this afternoon?
Yes, at about four. Why?
Why?
Yes.
Because this afternoon at about 4 o'clock, Clyde Winston was murdered.
Welcome back. While Mary and Blackie came up with two sensible procedures, neither of which will actually be followed. Though, to be fair, the way things go with Blackie, if he or Mary left town every time Blackie's life was threatened, he'd be leaving town pretty much every month. That said, this was an odd one. This it didn't feel like there was enough plot for a single episode. You kind of have two different mini plots going with the whole kidnapping Blackie to avoid being accused of his murder. And given that kidnapping is a federal offense and could actually lead to the death penalty in some states, committing kidnapping to avoid being accused of murder seems like a really weird decision. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now. Steven says, thanks so much for doing the podcast. And Matthew writes in, Johnny Dollar is the best. Well, thanks so much for your support and your comments. That will actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Next Thursday, we'll be back with another episode of Boston Blackie. And then starting next Monday, the Listener's Choice Countdown begins. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. And you can also leave the show a voicemail. Give us a call, 208-991-GREAT-D. That's 208-991-4783. But from Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.